Hello, and welcome to the I Hope Empowers podcast. Have you ever wondered why the birthplace of Christianity is now almost all Islamic? Back then, it was largely due to Christian apathy and fear, and now we're in danger of repeating history. Islam is growing here while Christianity is declining, and yet just 2% of Christians are sharing the gospel with tremendous implications for future generations. This podcast is all about empowering you and your family to help reverse those trends. Hello and welcome back. This is Karen Bijani, and I'm here with Renaud Bijani, iHope's founder.
Hello.
On the last podcast, you got an introduction to the five biblical essentials that every Christian should know and do with Muslims. These are five interlocking essentials that Jesus taught and modeled to his disciples. And today, we're going to deeply unpack one essential, that is sharing the gospel with Muslims. So first, you're going to get some clarity around what this essential is. And then we're going to spend some time unpacking together why it's so important. And finally, you'll learn an easy way for how to go and do this. So, Renaud, let's start with what this essential is, and what do we mean when we say share the gospel with Muslims?
The gospel is the good news of Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. It's the good news of what he did for you with the Muslims you know and those you've yet to meet. To do this essential well, you have to have a great conviction that God redeemed you in order to redeem others through you.
Now, this sounds pretty simple, and yet, sadly, for most of my adult life, I didn't go do it. And most Christians I've known in my lifetime haven't been sharing the gospel with Muslims either. So, Renaud, let's unpack why doing this essential is so important.
Well, sharing the good news is the main thing that Jesus taught, modeled, and commanded of his disciples when he was here on earth. There's a lot of teaching around this, but one example is right out of John chapter 15, verse 8, where Jesus says, "By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples." And that is, so to bear fruit, that means to share the gospel, plant seeds of the good news, and see those who become disciples. That's basically also what the Great Commission is about. The last thing that Jesus shared, and that's to go share the good news with all the nations, making disciples, teaching them, baptizing them, etc. So don't miss this, friends. Being fruitful and multiplying means that you are making disciples who make disciples, just as Jesus did. And Jesus said, "This is the mark of a true child, a true disciple." So, this is so important that multiplying spiritually is the evidence of being a true believer in Jesus, and it glorifies God. And when you declare his glory among the nations, whether in your home, your neighborhood, or in a far-flung mission field, you are being fruitful and multiplying.
Now, after Jesus returned to heaven, sharing the good news was the main thing his followers did. And despite heavy persecution, even unto death, the disciples obediently kept sharing the gospel, and Christianity grew, and that even overcame the Roman Empire, and then the arrival of Islam changed all that.
Yes, and that's a hard lesson. And it's more important now than ever, because Christians worldwide today are repeating the same costly mistakes that Christians did after the birth of Islam in the Middle East and North Africa. And that was, they stopped sharing the gospel. Today, most Christians aren't sharing the gospel in Europe, in Christianized nation, in the USA. And unless these current trends are reversed, Islam is trending to become the world's dominant religion. And with that spread, there could be a devastating back to our children's generation. I lived it. I lived as a minority in Islamic-ruled nations, and it is not a good thing. And that is not a future that I want for my grandchildren and future generations. And I would assume that every Christian wouldn't want that either. So it's going to take every single one of us to get involved to reverse these trends.
Renaud, this is one of the reasons why you wrote your first book that's coming later this summer, and that is to make Christians aware of the severe implications for not sharing the good news with Muslims right now. So tell us more about that.
Sharing the gospel is a foundational solution of the problem of the decline of Christianity in Western nations, including America. And so it's no secret that Christianity is declining here while Islam is rising. Islam is the second largest religion in the world today, but they're forecast to be the largest unless we change things. And part of the problem for that or of that is that around 85% or 1.43 billion of Muslims are unreached. That means they've never heard the good news of Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. They've never been told that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. And that number is unfathomable. God loves every single person He created. He loves Muslims. They're created in His image. Yet, there's only one Christian worker in the world today sharing the good news among 500,000 Muslims, 500,000. Just think about it. That's like one person serving 5 to 10 full football stadiums. It cannot be done. And the majority of these Muslims are working hard because they want to earn a shot at entering paradise. And they know it's an unguaranteed shot. They are just counting on hopefully to be forgiven in the end. So it's a very stressful situation for them, even though they might not admit it openly to you and me. So as a result of that, there's this radical element within the Islamic religion, and it is constant, and that percentage is about 10%. So around 10% of Muslims ever, that means in the past, in the present, that number has been constant, and that is about 10% have the tendency to become radical. In other words, that's where the pool of terrorists come from. And these are the people that say, well, I want a more guaranteed shot at entering heaven, entering paradise. And in their mind, they've been taught that the way to guarantee entrance into paradise is to die fighting the cause that Allah wants you to fight. So this 10%, these radicals, where the terrorists come from, well, that, what they do, their actions, their views, that causes a lot of fear. I was afraid. I lived it among them. That causes a lot of anger. I had it. It causes confusion. And so Christians, as a result, just like I did at some point, we become paralyzed with these emotions of fear, anger, confusion. And as a result, we just stay away from Muslims. So by default, we don't share the good news with all Muslims, even though 90%, you see, if 10% are radical or could be radical and become terrorists, that means 90% are not. I've heard them referred to as truth seekers. They're just average people, want to live a better life, trying to please God, trying to make it a better future for their families. We cannot forget about that 90% because we're focusing on the 10%.
Yes, I certainly fed into the media fear and the hype, and I think a part of me just assumed that they already knew about Jesus and had made a decision not to follow Him, and that in part prevented me from reaching out.
So since historically it's always been about 10% of Muslims have the tendency to be radical, I'm seeing that as a constant number moving forward. What that means, my friends, is that as Islam grows at twice the rate of Christianity, the number of Islamic radicals will continue to increase because it's 10%. So instead of being 10% of 1 billion, as they grew to 1.5 billion, then it was 10% of 1.5 billion. As they grow to become 2 billion, 2.5 billion, the same thing. The root solution to all of that is the one that Jesus prescribed and commanded, and that's sharing the good news. It's the gospel. And our true Islamic problem is that Christians, for the most part, have not offered the good news. And that by not sharing the good news with Muslims, that is a major contributing factor to a rapidly growing Islamic problem.
Thanks, Renaud. You said this earlier, but it's going to take every Christian actively involved to turn the trends around. So with that in mind, let's shift gears for just a second and talk about how to share the gospel with Muslims.
Yeah. When I first considered sharing the gospel with Muslims, it seemed as clear as mud to me. I didn't know how to do it. So I started studying a variety of methods and tools because I wanted to do this well. But I didn't see any fruit as a result of that. And rarely did those gospel presentations, that quick 1-2 minute gospel presentation, lead to a long-term gospel-centered relationship with a Muslim. So I thought something was wrong. I've got to look into it some further. Then I studied the testimonies of hundreds of Muslims that became Christians. And that I found that on average, it takes about 1 to 2 years for these Muslims to believe in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. It takes a long time because they have to pay a dear price to change. And it is a radically different and opposite worldview than what they've had. As a result of that, a quick, short, 1-2 minute gospel presentation isn't going to get the job done. They're not going to change their life completely and turn it around completely because of that. So on average, it takes about 1 to 2 years before they get there. So I realized that the gospel presentation is sort of a key, just a key that opens the door to further things. And what it is a key among five keys, or as we call them, the five essentials. So as I studied the testimonies of these hundreds of Muslims, I discovered these five patterns, principles, that are emerging among all those testimonies. And that's where the five essentials come from. So the gospel, sharing the gospel quickly and easily gets the journey, gets that 1 to 2 year journey beginning. And then what I found is that when I practice sharing the gospel presentation in a 2-sentence gospel presentation that began it all, that's basically what I discovered and learned. And then as I shared that with over 2,000 Muslims, I found that, well, it wasn't a problem. I've even shared it with Muslims who were identified as radical, and it wasn't a problem. I even shared it in places where it is illegal to share the gospel for the purpose of converting somebody, and it wasn't a problem. So expectations is an important note here, and that is, I had the expectation, just because I was taught it, that a quick, cute, clever gospel presentation is gonna just change everything, and I realized that it's not. It just gets the road for a Muslim to begin on that journey of 1 to 2 years. Now, there were a few Muslims that accepted Christ right there on the spot, but typically, that was the exception and the rule, and the few that did, it was because either they have been having dreams and visions of Jesus for a long time, and it was just that gospel presentation just all of a sudden made sense. That means God was already calling them. Or it was because they experienced or witnessed a spectacular miracle as a result of a prayer in the name of Jesus. So we are here at that point where, again, we're talking about the gospel presentation. So here's the simple two-sentence gospel presentation that I believe everybody should learn and do. And it was so impactful, as I've seen it, not just in my life, but in the life of thousands of IHOPE Workshop alumni. So here it is, the two-sentence gospel presentation. This is what I say. I'm a follower of Jesus. That means I believe what God says in the Holy Bible in Romans 10:9, that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. That's it. That's the two-sentence gospel presentation. And I usually set it in the context of, I'll give you an example where it was illegal to share the gospel. I said, "Hi, my name is Renaud. What's your name?" etc. So as soon as it was appropriate in the conversation, I said, "By the way, I'm a follower of Jesus. That means I believe what God says," and so on, and I share the verse. So it worked even there. And let's dissect that. This is important. So let me share with you why this works, why it's a key that unlocks the door and gets them going on that journey. And that is this. First, it's simple. It's something that I can remember, something that you can remember. But more importantly, it's also quoting a Bible verse. Remember, that's one of the five essentials, and that's to get them into the Bible. So this is a gospel sentence that's right out of the Bible, Romans 10:9. The other element of that is by sharing. By taking that risk and sharing what you believe, well, it's an act of love, because that's how Muslims receive it. And it's at the subconscious level. So you've got another essential at work at the same time that you share this. And then, another important of that is that I'm just stating what I believe. I did not share this with them in order for them to convert. That's why it's okay even where it is illegal, because I'm saying, this is what I believe. This is who I am, identifying myself as a Christian. I'm identifying myself as a follower of Jesus. And what I found is that Muslims typically respect that. And they find that Christians who actually share their beliefs are honest, people of conviction, and courageous. And that's how typically the Muslim views themselves. So that's why it resonates with them. It's not a problem. And then, obviously, there's another essential at play here. Well, maybe it's not obvious, but I want to share it with you. And that is that when you share this two-sentence gospel presentation, it is, you're going toward finding a person of peace. What that means is that rarely, but there are times that I've shared this two-sentence gospel presentation, and that was the end of the relationship with that potential friend that happens to be a Muslim. So when a Muslim stops pursuing a relationship with me because I've shared, or after I've shared this simple two-sentence gospel presentation, that means they're not yet ready to be a person of peace. But if they continue, and I've had hundreds of Muslims who continued a relationship with me after I've shared this two-sentence gospel presentation, that they were possibly a person of peace. And of course, as I've shared with you before, hundreds of Muslims have come to faith in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior after their journey started with this simple gospel presentation.
I love this. Now, my favorite part of this simple two-sentence gospel presentation is that it's simple to remember, and it packs the greatest impact with the least resistance. So I want to encourage you to write that down. Write it down. In fact, the gospel two-sentence gospel presentation is also one of the first blogs on our website as well. So write it down, memorize it, practice saying it out loud so that it comes really naturally from you. And on future podcasts, you'll learn how to share it in connection with the other four biblical essentials. They are all interlocking together, and these are things that every Christian can know and do with Muslims. So, Renaud, as we get close to wrapping up today's podcast, what else should our listeners know today?
Well, let me close with this message, that God gave you and me this message of reconciliation, which is the gospel presentation. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, it talks about how the love of Christ is to compel us to do that. And that is, so in verses 19 and 20, this is what it says, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. And he has committed to us, that's you and me, to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. So we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. And now that I've done with that verse, so I'm imploring you, my friends, that's what I hope is about. We are imploring you to accept that honor, that privilege, that responsibility that we are ambassadors of Christ to the world. God gives you and me this most blessed opportunity to make his appeal through us to Muslims.
Thanks for this, Renaud. It's humbling and exciting that God gives us this awesome privilege to fill the earth with bearers of his image. So we've covered a lot of territory here today about sharing the gospel with Muslims. First, we shared what it means to share the good news with Muslims and why it's so important. And then you learned a simple two-sentence gospel presentation, a way for you to share it. On the next podcast, we'll dive into another essential, and that is how to look for that person of peace. Until next time, keep abiding in the Lord, in word and in prayer, about your role in knowing him and making him known among Muslims. Thank you for joining us on the I Hope Empowers podcast. Our vision is for every Muslim to hear the gospel through an authentic relationship with a Christian. Learn more on our blog or find other resources on our website, www.ihopeministries.org.